The panel, created by Governor Cuomo in May, is tasked with looking at ways to improve the Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOB, which has been widely criticized as secretive and ineffective. It was created by Governor Cuomo and the legislature during the governor's first months in office back in 2011. Dick Dady with Citizens Union says it's a great opportunity for New Yorkers to weigh in on how to clean up public corruption.
This will be the first time that New Yorkers will have an opportunity to voice their public interest and concerns over state ethics and oversight and enforcement.
Citizens Union and other groups have already spoken to the panel in private to offer their suggestions to fix JCOB, but they also intend to speak at the hearings. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which was skeptical of the commission from the beginning. He says the central issue is whether the Ethics Commission is independent enough to do its job. He says the 14 appointees can band together in factions to veto any probes that might harm a legislative leader or the governor, and he says Cuomo appointees have too much power to steer the hiring of commission staff, which has led to the governor's close ally serving as executive director and chief counsel for the commission.
And he's been able to orchestrate the votes, we believe, to ensure that the last two executive directors were former employees of the governor's office. And we don't think that should be the case.
At a time when both leaders of the legislature are under federal indictment for running major corruption schemes and several other lawmakers have been arrested and jailed, JCOB has not announced any major punitive actions or findings of wrongdoing, and any probes they have undertaken have been closed to the public. Horner with NYPIRG says he hopes the review panel will look broadly at a larger restructuring of JCOB and push the envelope in its ultimate recommendations.
It's supposed to be an independent watchdog that not only barks but bites when necessary. And we think that New Yorkers are not getting that. And part of it is the way that it's structured under the law.
Dady with Citizens Union says he thinks that despite all of the secrecy, JCOB has done reasonably well given its limitations. And he says the commission's insistence on greater disclosure of legislators' outside income helped lead to the federal cases against former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver and former Senate Leader Dean Skelos. Both are charged with illegally monetizing their elected positions by accepting millions of dollars from law firms, real estate developers, and other private businesses in exchange for political favors.
I don't think that we would have seen these two arrests were it not for the amount of disclosure around legislators' outside income that has happened.
And Dady says many of JCOB's secrecy rules and the power to quell investigations came at the insistence of the former leaders of the legislature, who are now facing their corruption trials in November.
And that was created as a result of actually Shelley Silver and Dean Skelos' leadership. And one could argue that they were protecting their own individual skins in the crafting of this legislation back in 2011.
He says perhaps their successors, Speaker Carl Hastie and Senate Leader John Flanagan, who say they are not going to accept any outside income, may be more amenable to changes. The review panel's report is due November 1st. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.